Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. I want to encourage you to take full advantage of this time we're going to spend together. We've got about 15 minutes, and this 15 minutes is going to be directed mostly to the reading of God's Word. And you will enjoy listening to God's Word, and if you can, get your Bible and follow along. I would like to read the entirety of Luke chapters 1 and 2. You know, sometimes don't you wish preachers would just quit talking so much and spend more time to us reading God's Word? It is given to us in such a beautiful form. And Luke is such a joy and a pleasure to read and to listen to. And you're familiar with much of this, but every time you hear the Bible read, don't you always pick up a little something you didn't get before? And so get your Bibles ready. If you're driving or just listening where you can't follow along, then you can listen to it. But I think you'll enjoy following your Bible. Your Bible may not read exactly the same as mine does, because there's so many kind of versions and translations of the Scriptures out there. But you'll be able to follow along pretty close. And I'll let you know every now and then what verse I'm on. I'll be reading from the American Standard Version. Now, this is somewhat of a rare translation today, but after it came out, it was probably the most popular translation for a short period, probably outshining the King James Version for a little while, particularly among preachers. It was printed in 1901, and it is a beautiful old translation. And so I'll be reading from the American Standard Version, but if you have the King James Version or the New King James Version, you'll easily be able to follow along, and some of the others will follow along with it very well also. I like the American Standard Version and the King James Version because of how carefully the translators were in trying to accurately give us in English the significance of the words of the text from which they were translating. Now, as you're turning to Luke chapter 1, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I'm Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. In the last class session, we finished up a lesson about lessons we could learn about the birth of John the Baptist, and at least about how the angel Gabriel had come and announced to Zacharias and Elizabeth that John was to be born. And the next lesson is going to be about the birth and childhood of Jesus, found in Luke chapter 2. But for now, we're going to pause from those lessons and just see what the text says. So follow with me and enjoy these beautiful words and this wonderful story so beautifully told. According to Luke chapter 1, verse 1. For as much as many has taken in hand to draw up a narrative concerning those matters which has been fulfilled among us, even as they delivered them unto us from the beginning, who are thee, we were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. It seemed to be good to me also, having traced the course of all things accurately from the first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mayest know the certainty concerning those things wherein thou wast instructed. Luke chapter 1 and verse 5. There was in the days of Herod, king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abia, and he had a wife of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth, and they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. Luke 1 and verse 8. Now it came to pass, while he was executed the priest's office before God, in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to enter into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the hour of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zacharias was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zacharias, because thy supplication is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and he shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before his face in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to walk in the wisdom of the just, to make ready for the Lord a people prepared for him." And Zechariah said to the angel, "Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years." And the angel answering said unto him, "I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak unto thee, and to bring thee these good tidings. And behold, thou shalt be silent and not able to speak until the day that these things shall come to pass, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season." And the people were waiting for Zacharias, and they marveled when he tarried in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple. And he continued making signs unto them, and remained dumb. And it came to pass, when the days of his ministration were fulfilled, he departed into his house. Luke chapter 1 and verse 24. And after these days, Elizabeth his wife conceived, and she hid herself 5 months, saying, "Thus hath the Lord done unto me in the days wherein he looked upon me, to take away my reproach among men." Luke chapter 1, 26. Now in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, in the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came unto her and said, "Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and cast her mind what manner of salutation this might be. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." And Mary said unto the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" And the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. Wherefore also the holy thing which is begotten shall be called the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth thy kinswoman, she also hath conceived a son in her old age, and this is the 6th month with her that was called barren, for no word from God shall be void of power." And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. Luke chapter 1 and verse 39. And Mary arose in these days, and went to the hill country with haste into the city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass, when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she lifted up her voice with a loud cry, and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the voice of salutation came into my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a fulfillment of the things which have been spoken to her of the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath looked upon the low estate of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, for he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is unto generations and generations of them that fear him. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their heart. He hath put down princes from their thrones, and exalted them of low degree. The hungry he hath filled with good things, and the rich he hath sent away empty. He hath given help to Israel his servant, that he might remember mercy, as he spake unto our fathers, toward Abraham and his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months, and returned to her house. Luke chapter 1 and verse 57. Now Elizabeth's time was fulfilled that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her kinfolks heard that the Lord had magnified his mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass on the eighth day that they came to circumcise this child, and they would have called him Zacharias after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, Not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, There's none of thy kindred that is called by this name. And they made signs to his father that he would have called them. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, saying, His name is John. And they marveled all. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loose, and he spake blessings, God. And fear came upon all that dwelt around them. And all those sayings were noised throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all that heard them laid them in their hearts, saying, What then shall this child be? For the hand of the Lord was with him. And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit, and prophesied, saying, Luke chapter 1 and verse 68, Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, for he hath visited and wrought redemption for his people, and hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. And he spake by the mouth of the holy prophets that hath been from old, salvation from our enemies, and from the hand of all that hate us, to show mercy toward our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware unto Abraham our father, to grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, should serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all of our days. Yea, and thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the Most High, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to make ready his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people, in the remission of sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high shall visit us, to shine upon them that sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the way of peace. And the child grew, and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the deserts until the day of his showing unto Israel. That is Luke chapter 1. In our next class, we'll proceed to Luke chapter 2.